How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. Drop two of the day talking about Dylan Cease. According to Bob Nightingale of USA Today, the Yankees have re-engaged and made another offer to the White Sox for Dylan Cease. You know, coming off a relatively down season, he's a high innings type of guy. You know, the Yankees, we'll see if they even manage to push beyond the threshold of acceptable for the White Sox. We know that they wanted Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones comes to spring training, absolutely tears the freaking baseball, the wrap off the baseball, and now we're sitting here like, well, I think we should keep Jones. I think we were thinking out before any of these talks or spring training even happened. So I'm happy the Yankees held on to him. But now we ask ourselves, who would the Yankees be willing to give up for Dylan Cease? And what would the White Sox even be willing to take? Because we don't have that many high-level guys that we're willing to trade, maybe some of our top pitching guys like Chase Hampton or Warren. We'll discuss it. And how does this impact the Gerrit Cole situation? If the Yankees feel as though Gerrit Cole is going to miss a lot of time, are they more willing to go out and spend a little bit of capital in terms of their assets, their minor league assets, to get Dylan Cease? You know, Ryan, how are you feeling about this right now? And obviously, what do you think the probability is the Yankees make a worthwhile offer the White Sox are actually willing to listen to? And what kind of composition do you think a package would look like that doesn't include Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez? Do you think there's even a way the Yankees can put together something that matches the value that the White Sox are looking for?
I mean, everything kind of depends on what other teams are offering. But the big thing here is that the White Sox don't have to trade Dylan Cease. They're not inclined to force a deal. They have 2 years left of him. He's under contract. This is not, you know, the NBA where guys hold out and say, nah, I'm not playing until you trade me. He will pitch, and it's in his best interest to pitch. I don't foresee the Yankees trading for Dylan Cease right now. I don't think the White Sox are going to move off of their price point of Spencer Jones. This isn't source. This is speculation. Andy Martino followed up a report about the Nightingale thing, saying that other teams have better offers. And I think that's kind of an indication that the Yankees are not going to panic trade for Dylan Cease, despite what people want. Look, I love the idea of getting a top-of-the-rotation guy and kind of quelling fear about how the team's going to perform without Gerrit Cole. Let's be frank here. If the Yankees acquired Dylan Cease and they have Cease, Rodon, Stroman, Cortez, and Schmidt rolling into opening day, it's good enough. I mean, right now, you just need to be good enough in your rotation. Address at the deadline, kind of see what opens up there, but I would like to see what Dylan Cease does first. I'm not fully convinced he's the guy. I'm fully convinced that he'd help, but not that he's the guy. I think there's a fundamental difference between an improvement and a difference maker. Gerrit Cole is a difference maker. Gerrit Cole establishes the top of your rotation. There are no questions about him when he is going right and when he's on that mound and what he can do. There are question marks about the Dylan Ceases of the world, the Shane Biebers of the world, those kinds of guys. Even a Jesus Luzardo, who was rumored to be a guy that could have been moved this winter. I don't think we should be looking at Dylan Cease as a franchise changer. I think we should be looking at him more under the lens of a guy who could be a big help for this pitching staff. But end of the day, I don't think the Yankees are going to part ways with Spencer Jones. I don't think the White Sox should budge on their price. That's just me looking at it from a non-biased and impartial perspective. There are teams who can make really good offers. The Yankees are not the only team in baseball with a decent farm system or interesting players. And, you know, farm system quality does matter, but if one team's more willing to offer better prospects, even if they have a slightly worse farm system, they're going to get the player. And for fans who are saying, well, why won't the Yankees? Why are the Yankees holding on to Spencer Jones like this? This is your one opportunity to win with Juan Soto. Dylan Cease hasn't been traded yet, number one. Number two, again, he is a risky pitcher. Like, what if the Yankees trade for Dylan Cease and he just puts up a 4 ERA again and you're stuck with a 4 ERA pitcher? Like, that's just as likely as, you know, anything else. Like, that could happen. It happened last year. His stuff took a hit. I didn't feel entirely, encouraged by the underlying data either. I don't think there's anything there that outright tells me he's a guarantee to bounce back. Everything there just kind of tells me, all right, he should bounce back, but it was concerning. So end of the day, to kind of just like TLDR this, Alex, I don't think they're going to end up with Dylan Cease. I think they're certainly engaged. I think they certainly like him. But I don't really see a reason for the Yankees to part ways with Spencer Jones, and I don't see a reason for the White Sox to budge on their price point.
Yeah, I don't see a reason for it either. So, you know, if the Yankees are forced to supplement Gerrit Cole for the next couple of months or even the whole season, is there a specific direction that you'd prefer to go, whether it be in free agency, spend the money, or is there anyone on your radar that you'd be like, all right, like, we have Juan Soto for one season. We want to stay in contention, but we can't do it without a star pitcher. We can't do it without a guy that's going to help, you know, churn through some of these better teams in terms of, you know, making starts against them, especially in the postseason. Is there anyone that's on your radar that's like, I know it's like doom and gloom kind of conversation, but it is something that we have to talk about right now. Is there anybody on your, in your peripherals that's like, yeah, like this is a guy I think the Yankees should target?
Yeah. I mean, again, Dylan Cease makes the most sense because you don't have to pay a significant amount of money to get him. I'm going to, again, like reemphasize, I'll make it very clear. The New York Yankees are not signing Blake Snell. The New York Yankees are also definitely not signing Jordan Montgomery. Snell is a short-term kind of guy if you were to sign him. I don't think the Yankees are too interested in short-term high AAV. I'm pretty sure every report's indicated that. Jordan Montgomery would be like a 4 or 5 year commitment. Making a 4 or 5 year commitment to Jordan Montgomery is certainly not something I don't imagine the Yankees will do. I've seen some reports suggest he's asking up for 7 years. So I don't really know. Like, I don't know if there's, like, if you ask me who's on my board, who would I like? I mean, I'd say like number one might be Jesus Azardo, but the Marlins are dealing, like, I'm pretty sure Edward Cabrera is dealing with a shoulder impingement. So, you know, they're not going to be starting to trade pitching depth. They just lost a starter. They're in a similar situation as the Yankees are in. Again, looking at other teams with pitchers, like Shane Bieber, I could list off all of the reasons why the Yankees should get him, but the velocity increase, the stuff increase, that's every reason why the Guardians should keep him, at least through the deadline. Because when he was throwing that hard, he was striking out 30% of batters faced. I'm not saying the Guardians are going to go out and win the World Series, but number one, obviously you're intending to compete, and in the AL Central, it's pretty bad, so there's a realistic chance they could. And number two, in regards to the trade market, why not wait to see him? And if he strikes out 30% of batters faced in the first half and the Guardians are not good, trust me, teams will be calling to make a substantial offer for his services. So, end of the day, Alex, I just don't see a reason for, I don't see a guy that's out there that the Yankees are going to go out and get. I don't want them to spend on Michael Lorenzen. I'd rather, like, just stay internally, give me, like, Will Warren or Luis Gil or Clayton Beater for those starts. I don't think Lorenzen's a very good pitcher. Again, it's, there's nothing else I can really say outside of, I hope Garrett Cole's somewhat healthy. Like, again, I will throw a parade if the guy's back in May, because that would be a great scenario based on what we know now. Obviously, it's going to be bad regardless. He will not pitch on opening day. I can tell you that for sure. I know Aaron Boone said, likely, the conversations are starting. It's not even a matter of translation or this or that. The guy has 16 days to start throwing and getting ready and be built up. He's absolutely not going to be ready for opening day. You got to shut that guy down for probably 10 days, even if everything is fine. And then you ramp him up, start him throwing. It's 10 days of a throwing program. Then you've got to get him built up to 100 pitches again. Absolutely not going to see him for opening day. So I'll put that out there. I just don't know who's out there the Yankees are going to get, Alex. I really don't.
Yeah, certainly. It's definitely a situation where Cashman's going to have to get pretty aggressive and rather creative. Because, like you said, you know, we have Juan Soto for this year. We don't know what the future holds. He could leave. Another team could give him a stupendous amount of money, maybe the Mets. And then the Yankees are back to square one, wondering how the hell they got here. But the truth is, you know, injuries are part of the game. You have to find the ways around it. People will have to step up. This is nothing, you know, out of the ordinary for the Yankees or any other team. But this is like the one thing we could not have happen. You know what I mean? It's just like we were so close. Like, what? Like, we get the whole team together, the whole band's together, and now this happens? You know what I mean? It's just like it feels like it's just like what world are we living in? You know what I mean? Like, am I already in hell? Because that's what it feels like. Now, again, this could be an issue where, like, they come back, it's just shoulder inflammation. He's going to be okay. They'll give him some cortisone shots. He'll do a lot of rehab, and, you know, we'll go from there. But the truth is, like, I think, like, think about when Jason Dominguez had his injury. They immediately knew. Like, they once they figured out it was Tommy John, like, he was hitting through it. He had some pain. He was hitting through it, whatever. They didn't do any testing. And they did the testing, and they knew pretty much instantly that he needed Tommy John surgery. I think if he would have needed Tommy John, we would already know. You know what I mean? I think we would have known yesterday, probably. So what I'll say is this, based on the fact that they haven't said it's anything crazy bad, it's probably something that they're weighing, natural rehab or small surgery and then rehab after. It may end up being up to Cole what he wants to do. Do you want to push through a little bit of pain? Do you want to miss 3-4 months come back and then be able to help the team in the second half of the year. That's really the decision he's probably weighing right now. Like, you're not going to do any more damage to it, but it's going to hurt, and it's going to be a little bit more difficult to go in between. So maybe they're weighing those different options right now, which is what I think is happening. So listen, as long as Cole doesn't miss the full year, we can survive. You have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. Our offense is going to put up 6-plus runs a game, 5-plus runs a game. You're going to win a lot of games just because of our offense. You know, obviously losing Cole is a significant problem, but, you know, we have the trade deadline, and we can use some assets that we do have to maximize any acquisitions that we want to make. But, you know, when it comes to Dylan Cease, the stuff was down last year, as you referenced. Spending big on him is not replacing Gerrit Cole. You know, maybe he's a number two or number three in our rotation, coming off of what he had, a 4.58 ERA last year. Like, he's, you know, there is concern that he is not going to be able to reach that peak potential the Yankees need him to be. So right now, best to stay cautious, best to stay optimistic, and we'll get you guys all the information on any further Gerrit Cole news. But as always, my friends, make sure to drop your comments and thoughts down below in the comment section, and like and subscribe as always, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.